Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so I start getting into the news today. That's what I do. I start researching and looking and finding fun things to talk with you about today and every day. And I go through my normal routine, and I started early today. I was just telling Shanto before the mics went live that my day, it's not unusual for me to start my day at 5 o'clock in the morning. On Wednesdays, I started at 4 o'clock in the morning because I joined the Captain's America as a regular guest at 5 a.m. Eastern time. And what do you do? How do you start? What do you do when you do this? Well, you know, I got my routine. I start going through my sources. First, I write my little blurb for my webpage, my little daily pop. You can read that every day at armedamericanradio.com, by the way. And I generally get that done sometime early in the morning. I have the editors go over it, even though it's sometimes as little as one sentence, depending on what I have to say, up to several paragraphs. But the editors go through it. Once they approve it and clean it up, it goes right up on the webpage because we don't play games. We don't put garbage out. Everything is edited. And it's, believe it or not, it's looked over by three people, even if it's two sentences. And in the case of today, on the heels of what was an epic radio program yesterday, if you didn't hear it, Alan Gottlieb came on, gave us the seven things Trump can do to make the Second Amendment great again right out of the box after his inauguration within the first 30 days. Marcus Weldon joined me. He was dubbed by the media the Santa shooter, because he was dressed up like Santa Claus coming home from a Christmas party, helping a woman at 1 o'clock in the morning who had a flat tire in Detroit, and he went to assist her and wound up getting in a gunfight with two people who were trying to assault his female friend. And the media latched all over it because he was wearing a Santa outfit because of what he was doing right around before Christmas at the party he was at. They don't care about his life, his future, that he was wrongfully charged with seven felonies. He beat them all, but he came on the program and he talked about it. Incredible story. He was 26 years old. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins, incredible political analyst from Breitbart News. Hour three, saw Chris Byrd, author, talking about how to survive a mass killing. His book, How to Survive a Mass Killing. And then, of course, Captain Matt Bruce in the bottom half of the third hour. It was a great program yesterday. Go back and check it out. It's up on armedamericanradio.com. See how easy it is to get sidetracked. But I had the news on, and I was flipping through all my stuff. I was going through I have my regular routine. I start searching my regular stuff, my regular sources. I was going through my emails and all this. Had some news on. And here comes the media, man. Here comes the media. Because I opened up the program yesterday telling you, rejuvenated, coming back after Thanksgiving, no more, are we working on bended knee and defending our rights, our constitutional rights, from the enemies of American freedoms. It's not going to happen anymore. We won. We're on offense. We have taken the ball back. And we're not giving it back to him. I'm not on this program. Now, for 8 years, we've had to defend attack from attack after attack after attack from these un-American liars. That changes. In fact, let me show you how I opened up the show yesterday. Take a listen, see if we can get this to work for you. But get ready. Here's why. Let's play offense for the next few years, shall we? How about it? Here's the deal. I don't want to give away what my opening remarks on January 21st after Trump's inauguration sees Obama and the rest of America's experiment with Marxist socialism tossed into the ashbin of history, but I will give you a taste right now. See, we're on offense now, and that's the way I will be approaching this program from this point forward. We have the ball. Our enemies are wounded, and I aim to do my part to finish them off. Part of that starts with ridding ourselves of this notion that we have to defend our God-given, constitutionally recognized rights here on Armed American Radio. No more. No more. For years, I've been telling you that the Second Amendment, and in fact, all of our rights, are not open for debate on this program. Remember that? The Second Amendment isn't open for debate. What do I tell you? It ended December 15th, 1791, didn't it? Not only do I mean it, but from now on, we're going to act like it. We have the ball. I've been waiting 8 long years to coach this side of the playing field, my friend, and here we are. No more will I sit back and defend my right to bear arms against a discredited and humiliated enemy of rights bigots. No more will I cover individual shootings that shouldn't be news anyway, but the media makes into news as a ruse to come after my rights and make gun owners, all of us, look bad. No more. Those days are done. When that does happen, and it will, I'm going to aggressively call them out for the cheap shot, dishonest thugs that they are, and I'll do it in ways that they notice. We are on the offense, not them. No more. No more on this program will I ever be forced to defend myself, us, the two of us, against the actions of scumbag, lunatic, gangbanging, punk, thug, murderers, thieves, violent drug dealers, armed rapists, violent illegal immigrants, and other whack jobs, as if their actions had anything to do with the rights of hundreds of millions of us. If I somehow have to explain my right to defend myself because a psychopathic social deviant used a firearm to commit an evil deed, as if somehow the guns in my safe and the hundreds of millions of guns in the safes of nearly 200 million of us, including you, are somehow to blame. No. Mm-mm. No, that narrative changes right now. From now on, the enemies of freedom will have to defend their un-American actions. To the victors go the spoils. The narrative changes today. All right, that was how I opened up the program, and I went on a little bit longer than that and introduced Alan Gottlieb, and we went through some fun stuff, as I told you just a couple moments before. But I'm done with these people, so I'm watching the news today, and what pops up on the news? A couple of things. The first thing I saw was from NBC News, and my blood boiled. I put it up on my Facebook page. I'm going to cover that one last, though. There's a reason for that, because I can, and it fits better. The puzzle comes together better when I run that, when I talk about that piece last. And another piece, well, two pieces that actually came for, but the first piece I saw was the NBC piece. I'm going to do that last. But what came up on the news today? As I was sitting there doing my work with my laptop, what do I have to see? Crawling across the screen, active shooter at Ohio State University. Run. Hide, fight. And you just heard me say, I'm not going to talk about individual shootings because this is Armed American Radio. We talk about our right to bear arms, the things that matter to us. We are changing the narrative now. I don't have to defend myself because of some lunatic who goes on a shooting rampage. Has nothing to do with me, you, or the guns in our safes and the things that we talk about. Not anymore, it doesn't. They lost. They can defend themselves against me. Because that's what's fixing to happen, as we say down south. And that's exactly where I'm going to start today. My target today becomes the media. Two cases of it. And an anti-gun, un-American, gun-grabbing group of liars. Known as the Ohio Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Bunch of flat-out, bona fide, un-American liars. I'll go there shortly. Because I'm sitting watching the TV, and here we go. Now, you see, I've been doing this a long time. I know that the talking heads, the pundits, and the idiots have no clue what's happening on the ground at Ohio State. We have the same 24/7 cycle now going into high gear. We have three screens up, each camera showing the same stupid loop over and over and over, with every talking head doing nothing but speculating based on tweets they're reading from college students supposedly on the scene, and their stories are all over the place. But there is an active shooter situation at Ohio State, and it's flying across the screens. I do what I always do in that situation. I watched about 60 seconds of it until it looped right back, and I turned it off. And I went right back to doing what I was doing, perusing topics and doing my research and my regular work, preparing for today's program. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you, lo and behold, what I found out as the day progressed. Of course, depending on when you're listening to the show, you already know that. But now you're going to get my perspective, and you're going to see me on offense. And I think you'll like it. Don't go away.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That would be me, and this is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and I am Mark Walters. As I just said, that would be me. So I'm in I hate the media mode today, rightfully so, because I'm fed up with them. So discredited, so dishonest, so easy not to believe, unless you're a dopey Democrat that's crying and whining about the results of the election and you're stupid enough to think that Jill Stein has your back and somehow is going to, you know, change the results of the presidential election, which couldn't be further from the truth with her dopey recounts, now supported by the Clinton administration, the whole or by the Clinton team campaign. Come on. Come on. Buck up. Wise up. Go back to school. Get an education. Learn some things. All right? Quit being that person. But here comes the crawler. Active shooter, Ohio State. Watched it for about 60 seconds, saw the first loop back and went, okay, these clowns have no earthly idea what they're talking about. We'll go back and check it back later. Which I did. And lo and behold, I was right. Funny how that happens. There wasn't an active shooter at all. Now, the gunfire that was heard was the cops killing an Islamic terrorist. Now, mind you, at the time I'm telling you this, nobody said that. They're all, you know, all the talking heads are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, we need to get into, find out the motive of this guy. Let me tell you what the motive was. He was in a car, mowed people down, got out stabbing people with a knife. Do you really want me to go on? Am I that much smarter than these dopes who graduated from Columbia School of Journalism? Or am I just afraid not to say it? Or am I just not afraid to say it? Let me put it that way. Yeah, because the guy's name is Abdul Razak Ali Atan, who tried to mow people over, got out, and tried to slash people. You know, following the ISIS playbook here. So while the talking heads are trying to figure it all out, and nobody wants to say anything, I'll tell you. You already know what it is. You're the people who voted for Trump. You're the people who get it. It's the other dopes who aren't and who didn't. So here we have hysterical wall-to-wall coverage again. All of it wrong. Nothing but speculation. Hour after hour after hour. And they're trying to figure out what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening. Abdul Razak Ali Atan plowed a car into some people to try to kill them, got out and tried to stab them. Do I really need to tell you what's happening? Now, what stopped Abdul Razak Ali Atan? What stopped him? A gun stopped him. In a gun-free zone. But it was a campus cop who had a gun. He's the only one that should have had a gun. You had 10 people hurt. Yet again, in a gun-free zone. Doesn't matter that he didn't have a gun. Doesn't matter that he used a car. How do you stop a guy plowing through people in a street, on the sidewalk? You understand these things. That's why you listen to this program. Do I really need to tell you? Now let's move over to Yahoo.com. Yahoo.com. Boy, there's a name for a news organization, huh? And I say news lightly with quotation marks around it. The same people who employ Katie Couric. What does that tell you? Angry Mark is out today, too, by the way, in case you can't tell. Take a listen to the headline. Ohio state gun laws are some of the most relaxed in the nation. This was the topic of their story. Now, mind you, no gun was used. But it didn't take the un-American gun grabber very long to say, well, who cares if there was a gun? This is an opportunity for me to lie, and I know I'm going to be able to have some help from the mainstream media. Who's going to make love to me in a disgusting public display of affection over the airwaves and in print and all over the internet because they hate the right to bear arms as much as I do, and it doesn't matter that the guy didn't have a gun. And the only thing that stopped him was the good guy with a gun. Take a listen to this. At least eight people were sent to hospitals near Ohio State University Monday morning as the campus alerted students of a possible active shooter, writing, run, hide, fight. Yeah, we'll go there too, run, hide, fight. With what? Reports of an active shooter were unverified, though students reported hearing sounds of gunfire. While details of the alleged shooting remained scant early Monday, reports of a heavy police and fire department presence at OSU quickly turned the nation's interest towards Ohio's relaxed gun laws, which currently provide some of the most lenient restrictions in selling and distributing firearms throughout the nation. Now, mind you, Abdul Razak Allah Ali Atan, I don't care if I pronounce this Islamic terrorist name incorrectly, I couldn't care less. I'm glad he's dead. Mows people over and gets out and starts slashing people in pure ISIS fashion. And Yahoo News from Chris Riota at IBT, that's International Business Times, is out there putting out this garbage propaganda that while details of the alleged shooting remained scant, the presence at OSU quickly turned the nation's interest towards Ohio's relaxed gun laws. No, it didn't. It turned your un-American, gun-grabbing, lying self into what you are. An un-American lying gun grabber who will stop at nothing, unashamedly so, to attack me. Well, the hell with you. It doesn't work that way anymore. Because this cat's name is Toby Hoover. Take a listen to what Toby Hoover has to say. He's the executive director of the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence, who has been horribly defeated, by the way, in Ohio in a humiliating display of voter rejection. And it says, there aren't any state requirements for permits or registration of rifles, shotguns, or handguns in Ohio, and residents can carry concealed weapons with a permit. Background checks are not performed at Ohio gun shows, and the state does not restrict the limit of weapons one can purchase. Now, let me tell you something before I move on from this clown, this abject liar, Toby Hoover. All federally licensed transactions at gun shows in Ohio require a background check. Toby Hoover is a flat-out, bald-faced liar. And, of course, he goes on to talk about Ohio not requiring criminal background checks on firearm sales, including gun shows. He goes on to talk about different types of guns and what we need to do about this and trafficking, he says. That we can traffic in Ohio. We don't have to leave the state in Ohio to put guns in the hands of folks. Now, mind you, Abdul Razak Ali Atan ran people over in a car, got out, and stabbed them. More on this when we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so we've established that Ohio Coalition to, what is it, lie about what? Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence and their executive director, Toby Hoover, are just flat-out liars. Right, that's all you need to know. Here again, with assistance, as I told you, from the mainstream press, a terrorist attack. I don't care that the kid, that it was a Somali refugee. Well, wait a minute. Didn't Trump say that we needed to vet these people more? He's a permanent resident in the U.S., and he's going to OSU. I wonder who's paying for that, by the way. Wonder who's paying for that. I'm sure it's not his rich parents in Somalia. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. Whew, man, oh man. See, this is why Trump got elected. People are fed up with this garbage. And believe me, I'm way there. Have been for quite some time. So the bottom line here is, while these losers, these people who have been rejected, whose ideology has been rejected, whose un-Americanism has been rejected, whose unpatriotic behavior year after year after year, coming after the rights of their fellow citizens, has been rejected in a humiliating defeat, will stop at nothing, including something. They don't have any new. When they were telling you this, when Toby Hoover was lying like crazy and the IBT was printing this stuff and Yahoo's out there running with it, they knew nothing. Take a listen to their update at 12:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Last update on here, by the way, I've refreshed it just seconds ago. At least 10 victims were injured on Ohio State University campus after a suspect ambushed students with a vehicle and stabbed multiple others before being shot and killed by police, college president Michael Drake told reporters Monday. The suspect's identity and motive and whether they were carrying or used a firearm during their attack on the university remain unclear. You see, to them, it isn't really an attack. I mean, all they want desperately for this guy to have a gun. They want him to have a gun. They won't even tell you that it's just a car and a knife. Well, that's not juicy enough for me, man. That I need the gun in there. So even if they don't have the information about a gun, they tell you that it's unclear if he doesn't have a gun, just so they can say the word gun. This is what losers do. Local police shot and killed the suspect after they began stabbing nearby victims. Authorities said the threat facing the campus had ended. Of course it ended. It ended because the attacker, what's his name? Abdul Razak Ali Ratan, whatever, I don't care, was shot and killed, you know, by a person with a gun. Doesn't matter if he had a uniform on or not. It was a gun. And had it not been a gun-free zone, and had a student who had been there had a gun, or a professor who had been there had a gun, it would have been stopped before the cop got there. Alas, I digress. So you see that the beat goes on with these people. We're just going to change tactics anymore. How do you change tactics? I'll tell you how you change tactics. You send them some tweets and you let them know, hey, liar, retract it. Tell the truth. We come back from the break, I'll give you the Ohio Coalition for whatever. I'll give you their Twitter handle so you can tweet them as I did and let them know that you know what they are. That's how you do this now, okay? Put these idiots right back on their heels where they belong. Because you see a gun in a law-abiding student's hand would have stopped this sooner than when the cops got there. And they got there fairly quick. And I got an email from Doug in Ohio who also told me, hey, man, go after this. Buckeye Firearms is going after this as well. Because tomorrow, they begin the process to eliminate many no-gun victim zones via scheduled hearings in Senate committees in Ohio. That's how you end these things. Okay? That's how you end these things. That's what you do. Oh, and there's breaking news. Ohio police, if this was done on purpose. Of course it was done on purpose. You don't need 24/7 news people to tell you this stuff, okay? Very, very important that you understand these things. What was the other piece I was talking to you about? NBC News, right? It was just, it's a trifecta of un-American journalism. NBC News. In a story from yesterday, Trump's victory has fearful minorities buying up guns. You will not believe. I put this up on the Facebook page. I want you to read this. Armed American Radio, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I want you to read this. I want you to share this piece. Please head over there and share this piece. We have been reaching out to and talking with members of the urban minority community on this program for quite some time. Yesterday, Marcus Weldon, Detroit. 2 years ago, used a lawful firearm to defend his life, was charged with 7 felonies, beat it in court, had to go to a jury trial. Told you what it was like on the program yesterday, staring at the jury, waiting for that verdict. How easy it would have become, he said, for him to just become a raging alcoholic. The fear that overtook him, taking medications, he couldn't sleep, the nightmares he was having leading up to this. Standing in that courtroom, a new father. The day after Father's Day, when the verdict came down, not knowing whether the cops were going to say, whew, have a good day, sorry we put you through this, or turn around and put him in handcuffs and march him to prison. The impact of it was huge. He's a black guy in Detroit, lawfully used a firearm. You've heard Maj Touré on this program. He was just on Second Amendment Foundation working in the minority communities. You hear Rick Echter, he's been on the program over the last year, a number of times. This is nothing new, unless you're NBC and you want to gin up trouble and flip it on its head. Because, you see, we are glad minorities are buying guns to defend themselves. NBC makes it look like, by taking one dope, that they're petrified of all white Americans. You will not believe some of the quotes in this piece. Let me see if I can find one here. Oh, let's see. She's from, it's best to be proactive, said Scott, a fiery 49-year-old financial analyst. I know where I live. She's from Alpharetta, Georgia, an affluent and diverse northern suburb of Atlanta. I was just in Alpharetta this morning. It borders Forsyth County, which in 1912 systematically drove out nearly all its black residents. In 1912, for the next quarter century, after two alleged attacks on white women, a black suspect was lynched and two more were hanged. And after a short trial, armed bands of whites began terrorizing blacks, torching homes and churches in night raids, firing through the door, telling them it was time to get out of America, and then seize their homes and land. As recently as 1987, the county saw the marching of 5,000 white supremacists. Well, those idiots march anywhere they choose. Alpharetta is a great little town. Scott still sees racist bumper stickers and large Confederate flags flying from the backs of pickup trucks when she ventures across the county line where they go to outlet mall shopping. She pauses to wonder what motivates her white neighbor to tuck a handgun in his pants before driving to the grocery store. Oh, gee, I don't know, maybe his own safety and security? So NBC is framing this piece as black minorities afraid of whites because of Trump's election, that they have to arm themselves. I guess the racist roots of gun control don't matter to NBC. They certainly didn't cover any of that, did they? They don't talk about what we talk about on this program. I'm going to give you some quotes from this piece that will just boil your blood. Just boil your blood when we come back. Because yet again, you're witnessing what NBC News is going to throw at you over the course of the next 4 years. But have no fear. It won't last long. It won't last long because they've been defeated. And right now you're witnessing paranoia, delusions, fear-mongering, and when none of it comes true and freedom grabs hold, they'll go away. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Run, hide, fight. With what? With what? Your pencil? We'll be talking with Buckeye Firearms this week. We'll be talking with Rob Pincus this week about run, hide, fight. I'll see if I can't find Kevin Michalowski, get him on here to talk about run, hide, fight. I had to approach this today in terms of what we now know versus what we're hearing from the media. I got to go back to this NBC piece for just a moment. They thought Trump won't win, said 53-year-old Curtis. Largely, they're shell-shocked. First-time shooters looking to get a handgun to protect themselves from race riots and being attacked by racists. After that, what Trump and his supporters have already done is just the beginning. So according to NBC, blacks are arming themselves out of fear of racist attack from Trump supporters. It's patently absurd. This is NBC. This is what you expect from NBC. You feel that, I quote, you feel that racists now feel like they can attack us just because the president is doing it. Most folks are pretty nervous about what kind of America we're going to see over the next 5 to 10 years. Everyone has to fend for themselves. They certainly haven't been listening to this program over the last 8 years. When John Lott and I have been talking about the racist roots of gun control, and John has been, he's book after book after book, conversation after conversation on this program and my Monster Weekend program, about how gun controls disarm the most vulnerable in our communities, that being lower-income minorities in the urban communities. And then you get this goofball piece from NBC blaming racist Trump voters for an uptick in sales. No, just incredible stuff. So I tell you that for a reason. These people won't stop. They need to be marginalized. They need to be ended. This type of garbage reporting needs to stop. They're not going to stop on their own. When you see this crap, do like I do and write the idiot who wrote it. Send him an email. Tweet him so that he and all of his goofball followers can see it. Make your voice heard in a professional way that lets them know you're reading this garbage and you're not going to take it. That's how you go on offense. I may have misled you coming out of the break when I said freedom will prevail and they will go away. They're not going to go away. But we can change the tone of their reporting. Because the more they do this, the more foolish they look. And eventually, they'll catch on. Not going to happen overnight. Good heavens. Good heavens. Somali refugee. Green card. Another terrorist attack on American soil. What do you say? Look, here's what you need to do, okay? Get your head out of this stuff. Get your head out of the media. Let us worry about this stuff. For now. Well, I told you to take a break. That's why going on offense is going to be so much more fun than the previous 8 years of defense. Because when we see stuff like this, it changes the way we cover it. The whole world saw how stupid this, what's his name? Toby Hoover looks in this ridiculous piece about Ohio's lax gun laws because a Somali guy ran into people with a car and stabbed somebody in a terrorist attack meant to do mass casualty with a knife in a car, straight out of the ISIS playbook. And yet somehow this clown flips it to guns. Let me promise you something. Your Second Amendment right to defend yourself and the guns that you have in your safe have absolutely nothing to do with Abdul Razak Ali Ratan, whatever his name is, from Somalia. Nothing. Except provide you the opportunity to end his existence if he attempts to end yours. That's it. That's simple. That's all there is to it. The narrative changes now. We take it back. We don't cede ground. No more. We're done. So Angry Mark came out today when I saw this stuff. Oh, hey, you want to have some fun for just a second while we close out the program? How about Colin Kaepernick, who played, what did he do? He lost his ninth game yesterday. You know, wearing his Castro shirts and bad mouthing his country and being booed in Miami and everywhere he goes for his un-American, unpatriotic behavior as he sucked millions of dollars out of the idiots who attend his games and pay those salaries. And while the NFL lets him get away with it, he's lost nine games in a row. And you want to talk about some sweet irony? The player who dropped him yesterday on the final play of the game, 2 feet from the goal line, is a Cuban immigrant whose parents had everything stolen by Castro. A man that Kaepernick, just hours before, was praising. Lost his ninth game in a row. Here's my prediction from old Mark A. in the AAR studios. Colin Kaepernick's not going to be in San Francisco next year. It's a business. The owners have a business to run. You don't lose nine games, badmouth your country, refuse to stand for the national anthem, and have a home and a newly signed contract next year. San Francisco is going to get rid of him. Mark my words, that happens at the end of this season. I may be wrong, but I highly doubt it. So just a little bit of some sweet irony there that Colin Kaepernick gets his due. What do they say? Karma's a what, Colin? Yeah, it is. Boy, what an extraordinary few days. Just extraordinary. With the news coming out of Cuba, the left-wing media praising a vicious, brutal dictator. The NFL allowing this type of behavior. Another terrorist attack in America. And the predictable media blaming your guns, even though a gun wasn't used. America is on to you, folks. That's why you were humiliated on November 8th. It's why you will forever be on defense now. And it's why we won. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow and every day thereafter. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.